Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Dr. Len Horowitz here and
Sherry Kane.
And we're coming to you tonight from beautiful downtown Oahu, Waikiki, Hawaii. And we hope that you're not getting too much snow where you are and you feel that you can still enjoy the Insight Hour, even though we're probably right now it's about 60 degrees, maybe 65 degrees out. Actually, maybe a little bit more. Sherry, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. It's better than it was last week, that's for sure. A rough week last week.
Well, we've got a wonderful show for you tonight, folks. We've got a couple guests going to be joining us that are going to give us the latest about biotechnologies and energy frequency machines and the new ways in which we can heal ourselves energetically. And that's really a blessing, too. And I know that these folks have been through the ringer with, much like most of the people in the alternative healthcare movement, the FDA and the regulators from Canada. So Errol Sherdlow is going to be joining us with Jim Testman in a couple minutes. Let's do what we normally do. Reverend Roxy Hampton is taking the night off. R.J. Hampton, the unofficial boss of the universe, is taking the night off. I hope she feels well rested this evening. And let's see, what else is new, Sherry?
Well, let's talk about the 528 frequency, because that's actually going to be the highlight of our program tonight. But before we get to that, in case anybody missed it, we sent out a great newsletter, which isn't so much the good news as the 528 frequency, but it's really a news that everybody needs to hear about, and that's the biggest news out there, even in the mainstream media, which is about WikiLeaks. And we put an article out. It just went out last night, and it'll talk about the CEO of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and really how he was involved with Daniel Ellsberg. He was kind of like a mentor for Julian Assange. It's never really been written so, but it seems to go that way. He's really like the new WikiLeaks, because WikiLeaks was around way before it was called WikiLeaks, and they used to leak out information back then in the 60s and the 70s, and now they have a name for it. So if you want to check out our latest news article in case you missed it, you can go to healthyworldstore.com and then go to the bottom of the page and click on newsletter archives. You can see all the latest newsletters that we've written, and the latest one will be about the WikiLeaks. So,
yeah, you know, the WikiLeaks is a very important article. The whole issue with this new alleged Bank of America run that's taking place. I mean, right now the issue is that we the people are being kind of like frightened into this concept of whether or not we're going to have an economic system like we're used to, and the banks are potentially about to shut down, or at least there's going to be a run on the banks, and it's all by orchestration. Literally, you know, we can get engaged in the fear, and I think if you read this article that we've written, you'll see that this Assange character, who is the CEO of WikiLeaks, dealing with Daniel Ellsberg, who is the infamous guy or the famous guy who released the Pentagon Papers back in the early 70s, and that was the kind of like the last straw that broke the camel's back for the people behind the Vietnam War. That was an important part of history. But you know what's happening today is we're exposing the fact that Daniel Ellsberg, as well as this fellow by the name of Assange, are very, very likely to be agent provocateurs who are directing the New World Order's propaganda agenda to frighten us into running the banks, basically pulling the money out of the banks.
And what's interesting about Julian Assange, what makes really anyone that's an activist really come to the conclusion that he is most likely an agent provocateur, is the fact that he does not believe 9/11 was an inside job. And he likes to divert attention away from anyone who talks about 9/11 being an inside job. And he used to have activists that were supporting him in the 9/11 truth movement, but they no longer do. since he's out there really coming down on the 9/11 truth movement. So I felt that was an interesting bit of information that people need to be aware about, that this guy is not on the same page as a lot of other activists out there. And how can he think one way about, you know, the banks and the financial system and all the corruption that's going on within our government, but not see the bigger picture of 9/11, which he must see it, but he's told not to go that direction. So they're not ready to let that information out, only on building number 7.
Well, yeah, the thing about that is the whole concept now of somebody who does not believe, or he's talking against all the great researchers and the activists who have been advancing the 9/11 truth movement, to have somebody allegedly in the whistleblower arena claiming that those folks are foolish conspiracy theorists, which this Assange has done. So he really discredits himself tremendously by doing that. And then on top of that, as you mentioned, this whole concept that he's allied now with Ellsberg, who is literally part of the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't know if you know this, folks, but I mean, this is pretty much not well known. Ellsberg is a CFR member who actually, at the time that he was releasing the Pentagon Papers, he was a CFR member even then. And as he was allegedly exposing the devil doers creating the Vietnam War, after they had already made a lot of their money and after they had already decided that they were going to start to pull out, he releases the Pentagon Papers, and then he still remains a member. And a personal friend of ours who actually met him asked him point blank, how can you reconcile that you're still a member? And he gave him a real jerky answer, basically saying, well, he hasn't had time to renege his membership in the CFR. So there's just a lot of untrustworthiness that surrounds this Assange and Ellsberg, that if you follow them to run on Bank of America, I think you'd be foolish. But then again, what do I know? I don't know about what the general public are going to do. You know, you're listening to The Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, and Sherry Kane's with us tonight. And, you know, we are typically completely on the outside of the mainstream. We bring you the latest, greatest news, what's happening on the world of natural healing and spiritual evolution, and this whole concept of a spiritual renaissance is so uplifting. And yet, you know, we get sucked back in, like most of us do, into the bad news that deals with these very, very interesting and trying issues dealing with survival.
And we forgot to also mention about Ellsberg being involved with the RAND Corporation.
Oh, right.
How he's working for the RAND Corporation. He was also the person who developed the decision theory that later became known as the Ellsberg Paradox, which is related to game theory, which is used in war-making decisions. So I thought that was very interesting bit of information about Ellsberg, in case people aren't familiar with who he is. I think that's someone to look at. When you're looking at WikiLeaks, I think you have to look at the biggest supporter of Assange right now, who is Daniel Ellsberg, and what Daniel Ellsberg, who he is, and what he's done, and basically how he's involved. He's a guy who is an ex-military analyst, so, you know, once you're in, you're never out.
Yep, that's it. Once you're in the CIA, you're always in the CIA. That's the word on the street about that. And again, it's very, very interesting that the Brand Corporation is a major propagandist think tank. It is actually part of the way in which the global industrial Illuminati assess the attitudes of the public. They evaluate through like Roper polls and whatnot, the various consumer attitudes and the public attitudes and the voter attitudes. And, you know, surely they have the understanding now that well over 50% of the population are wise to the 9/11 terrorist attacks as an inside job. And yet this organization now is backing, of course, Assange, saying that it's not so.
And then you have Geraldo Rivera, on the other hand, in the mainstream media, just letting out a video, actually on his show, letting it all over YouTube, that he spoke on about the building number 7. He spoke with two 9/11 truthers about building number 7, and really coming down to the point that, yeah, maybe it is a possible inside job because of the thermite, because building number 7 fell quite a few hours after the World Trade Centers fell. So they'll let that bit out.
And then, of course, you've got Glenn Beck, who even today was harping on the untrustworthiness of Ellsberg and Assange. And that's important because just last week we had talked, I think it was even on this show, about how the connections between Rupert Murdoch, owner of Fox, basically is funding Glenn Beck and also Geraldo Rivera. So that the concept of the media moguls today...
Controlled opposition.
Yeah, that's what this is. And I think, folks, you need to become more aware of that phrase, controlled opposition, because... You see, if the Illuminati has control over the left and the right, every single side of the political debate, which is exactly what their plan has always been and what they've effectively done, then they don't really have to worry about anything. And that appears to be so. The other thing that's most important and in terms of these characters most indicting, you never hear them mention David Rockefeller. You never hear them mention the Rockefeller family at all and the wielding that they do over not just American health care, but virtually the banking system through Goldman Sachs, through J.P. Morgan Chase. You never hear them mention the Rothschild banking family of Europe that largely funded and got the Rockefeller family started in the United States. And, of course, you never hear them mention the Bushes, who were the bank men, were the bag men for... a large part of the Nazi war chest at the end of World War II. If you read several authoritative texts, you realize that Prescott Bush, working with Brown, Harriman, and Union Banks, was literally the source of feeding the money from the Nazi war chest, including Martin Bormann's. He escaped with most of the money, and that allegedly it was going to be put into, according to Hitler, the New Ordnung, New Order, New World Order, and that's what we're looking at today. So you never hear these guys, you never hear Beck, or you don't hear Rivera, or you don't hear Assange.
Or Michael
Moore.
Hollywood movies like Capitalism, A Love Story, or that last movie that we saw, what was it called, Inside Job.
You
never hear them pinpointing any of these big boys. You hear them looking at Lloyd Blankfein, which is another big player, but he's not the Rockefeller.
That's the CEO of Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, he's not the Rothschild. So it's who they're not mentioning is the ones that you really have to worry about.
You have to figure out. I mean, still, take a look at what the road show is. It's a song and dance. Like Lloyd Blankfein was brought before Congress when it was determined that the housing market was undermined in that Inside Job film that we recently saw. Highly recommend it, but you're not going to get the full picture. It gives you the background that Goldman Sachs and these high-level players were involved in shorting the housing market, bringing the American economy down to where it is today. But they don't mention the fact that who is pulling the strings on Lloyd Blankfein and Goldman Sachs is David Rockefeller and the Rothschild banking cartel.
But they do mention the fact that the people that were involved in the mortgage crisis of 2008 are the same people that are in Obama's cabinet right now, which are also people working under Bush. So they do mention that. They don't mention Bush. They don't mention the Rothschilds or Rockefellers, but they do they go around it. They like to go around things, and then they like to negate certain people out of the equation, which is that's exactly what they did with the big players here. So you got to see that film, because in the film you really see how scared they are, because the people they're scared of are real mobsters. George W. Bush, the father Bush, he's a real mobster.
Well, they really all are. Look at who he's backing for president coming up. He's this guy from Massachusetts. What's his name?
Mitt Romney.
I mean, you look at that character, and, you know, I've spent a lot of years in Massachusetts, and every time I saw this guy, I thought to myself, mafioso. This guy looks like a mafioso, and he speaks like a mafioso. And at any rate, that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with godfathers who are not like the real godfather, the creator and the source of our sustenance and protection. So, you know, for those of you who have a voice, please use it. Tell everybody, and of course, of all things, pray And that's how we left you in this article. We highly encourage prayer because the principal problem is the central banking. You've had both Lincoln and John F. Kennedy be assassinated because they had intended to change the banking system to literally legitimize it instead of having it be in the Rothschilds' control. And it was Mayor Amschel Rothschild who said, I don't care what ism, whether you have communism or capitalism or any ism, just give me control of the central bank and I'm happy. See, we've got to have, if we're going to establish something sane here, economically, sustainably, permaculturally, community, where we've got to depend on each other and collaborate instead of compete, we've got to establish a banking system that is not based on usury. That was Jesus's principal also complaint to the Romans, to the money lenders in the hypocritical church, the temple of his time. The reality was that he knew that usury, charging interest like you pay today on credit cards, over 20%, maybe 25% a year interest, is enslaving.
If you want to see what's going on with the economy, just look at the way silver has gone up. It was up to $30 yesterday, and it's never been like that. I mean, this is crazy. It's crazy, crazy. Anyway, that's what you need to watch. Let's get on to the good news, because we have two really important guests on tonight.
You know, let me also start by saying that I want to give thanks to not just the Creator for tonight's program and all the blessings and your support, you folks who are listening. Anything that you've been buying from HealthyWorldStore.com, we appreciate greatly. The books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products, and programs on HealthyWorldStore.com is what sustains us, being able to bring you programming every Tuesday night and continue to do the research and writings that we do that you get for free when you sign up as a Healthy World affiliate member. All you need to do that, there's no cost. You go to HealthyWorldStore.com. HealthyWorldStore.com. Sign up for getting the Healthy World newsletter, and we send those out periodically. We can't say it's every month, but it's been probably every 3 weeks because the news has been coming forth so rapidly that we've been trying to stay on top of it and be in touch with you folks so that get engaged with us and continue to be in communication with us via Healthy World message and Healthy World newsletters. Sign up for free at HealthyWorldStore.com. And then please, if you have not signed up already to be a collaborator, a cooperative involved in the Healthy World Affiliates program, we actually broke up Healthy World Store for those of you who wanted to engage in a partnership with us. So you've got the opportunity to immediately save 20%, and ideally that's meant to help you then establish yourselves, get these great products that we have. We're going to be talking about some new things tonight, but the great products involve including OxySilver and Zeolife, awesome for detoxification and immune boosting. If you don't know about Liquid Dentist, please go online at liquiddentist.net, liquiddentist.net, and read up about our extraordinary oral hygiene and general immunization product. That is, it's unprecedented, really. What it does is it's amazing. So you want to learn about reversing tooth decay, reversing gum disease, and also making your Holy Spirit-filled temple impregnable against infectious diseases, check out this new, quote, oral hygiene product called Liquid Dentist at liquiddentist.net. This is another product in healthyworldaffiliates.com, and if you join and then you start to share the wealth, share the products with your friends and family, they buy from you. We actually give you a $10,000 valued store so that you can go out there and you can have a turnkey business operation without any investment. Just it's your heart that we're looking for. We're intending for you to really evaluate critically what we're doing to help save lives. We invite you to help us save lives. This is a critical time in history. People are now getting very, very sick. They're looking for solutions and they're looking for answers, and they're not going to get it from Uncle Sam, and they're not going to get it from the Rockefellers or Rothschilds. They're going to get it from you, me, we the people, and we've got the best. Awesome products. go to healthyworldaffiliates.com, join up, and also get the newsletters. If you didn't get the article that Sherry's talking about, this latest comprehensive review of who is Ellsberg, who is Assange, and what are they telling you to run on the Bank of America for, go to healthyworldstore.com at the bottom. Click on the newsletter archives, open it up, and it's the top article in the list that you'll see there. So let's say without further ado, let's bring Errol Shardlow on the air with us tonight, who's going to be joining us also by Jim Tessman from Health Wellness Depot, North America. And they have some really exciting things to be sharing with us tonight. We're going to get into a discussion of bioenergy and new energy technologies for our health and safety. Welcome, guys.
Hi, good evening, Dr. Lynn Horwitz and Sherry. Thank you.
Hi, great to have you on.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to have you join us, Jim. So tell us, first of all, a little bit of a background on yourself, Errol. Tell us what your background is and what got you started in looking at frequency medicine, energy medicine.
Okay. I've been working with alternative modalities for many years and always wanted to know how things work, which led me into developing different tools in the health and wellness field. My background is in electronic engineering, which helped me to understand the different modalities and how they interacted with the body and helped heal the body. I was trained under Professor Ravenko and Dr. Galina Sabatini and have a master's in Skinner therapy. I've also done numerous courses with quantum touch and different things like that, too many to mention here. But my whole thing has been finding a way to heal the body when all else fails. So it's taken many, many years of trying different modalities like electric pulse therapy versus magnetic impulse therapy and how they relate to the body. So over to Jim, and you can introduce yourself.
Sure. Hi there. I have more of a business and marketing background, but I'm also a trained hypnotherapist, skin art therapist, and like Errol, I've taken more courses on all these different things than you would care to hear. I always felt Western medicine had too much of an ego, which has put North America behind the rest of the world in a whole lot of different ways. That's a big part of the reason that we started healthwellnessdepot.com, which was to offer alternatives to people who want quality and expensive solutions but don't want to pump pharmaceuticals into their bodies. So basically, in terms of what we're about, we offer high-quality health and wellness products at affordable prices and through large trade shows, through agents and distributors. Our products are generally unique, and we always launch at trade shows first in order to get live testimonials and product feedback. You're going to see our 528 products online just after Christmas because we just finished the development and testing of our new line of 528 products. It involved hundreds of thousands of dollars in machines, some to clear items of existing frequencies, some to infuse specific frequencies, others to test the actual products, and others to test people and how it affects them. And an example of a machine that we're going to be offering very soon is called the Pearl. It's made by a company in Canada called Resonant Light, and what you're able to do is choose a specific frequency, like 528, affect up to 50 people using it as a light frequency. So picture a business meeting where you could run that 528 frequency at the beginning of the meeting just to get everybody to get along that much better. I mean, we love 528 for opening people up to healing and to get them past that initial hump, but it works for so many other things as well. Then you could follow it by a frequency for creativity and things like that. I mean, all this is possible now. It's out there, and it's really quite affordable if you really look at it. Back to you, Errol.
Yeah, so Len, the way we were busy with 528 and we've been playing around for many months because it's been a long development cycle from meeting you at the Health and Wellness Show in Toronto until now. so it's been quite a long haul. As you know, love is a universal healer. Therefore, treating with one's own higher self helps awaken one's consciousness. We know that 528 also helps heal your DNA and is gentle frequency on the body, so the body accepts it very naturally like a normal frequency. It allows people to reduce their resistance to healing. In other words, a lot of people, you try everything and nothing helps, and then you run 528, and then you treat them with a particular problem like Lyme's disease, and you get through and the body starts healing. And it helps open and breaks down the actual barriers to healing to improve general health and wellness of the body. So that's sort of a very quick synopsis of where we are, what we have, and then we also sell a lot of different products like bioenergy bracelets where we have different products in them, where we have germanium beads for energy, we have gallium for metabolism, far infrared for blood flow, and magnets, as you're aware, for many generations. It helps with the pain and aches and pains in the body.
And of course, yeah,
so for those of you who are listening who don't...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, hi. You still with me?
Oh, yeah. No, we're still with you.
Oh, good. Yes, for those who are listening who don't know much about 528, the 528 frequency is the third note of the original musical scale that was provided in, along with the full complete solfeggio, the six tones of the original solfeggio scale, was given back in 1997 to Dr. Joseph Paleo by Jesus. He had a visitation one evening after praying for this information by Jesus and a huge angel. And they came and they basically gave Joey, in the book of Numbers, in the Bible, the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, contained a repeating series of frequencies in the verse numbers. And that story is in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, which back in 1998 when we published it, I had a sense, I kind of like knew it was going to be monumental work, and it has subsequently begun a revolution in the music and healing industries. So right now we have launched i528tunes.com, part of 528records.com. As a musician, if you're interested in what 528 is, you can get well educated at love528.com. And again, the book, I would say, for you to read would be, if you want to start where we started back in 1998, get the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse at healthyworldstore.com. And also, you probably want to know the real Da Vinci Code because it's intimately connected to what we're talking about tonight. The 528 frequency is the third note of the original solfeggio. It's the miracle frequency, like do, re, mi, or it used to be ut, re, mi. So now mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English. So it's the miracle note of the original musical scale that was used by the ancients. The Greeks were aware of it. The Levitical priests were very much aware of it. The concept of the miracles manifesting because of it, I think that is what Errol is talking about, is when you have somebody, let's say, who's blocked, energetically blocked, and you put in 528 as a blessing to help them, then what happens is what you pray for, typically you manifest far more readily on 528 hertz frequency. It's the sixth number, like if you count 5 plus 2 is 7 plus 8 is 15. Then you add in the ancient Pythagorean mystery school technique of reducing the multiple digits to the single digit integer. It becomes a 6. So now you're looking at Miracle 6 or MI6. You've just diagnosed how British Secret Service got its name. And they're heavily involved in maintaining the purity of the bloodlines and protecting the Illuminati. Well, this concept of DNA and genetics, and the essence of DNA is an antenna for sound and light signals to come in from the Creator, from nature, and bless us, restore us, harmonize us, and literally sustain us in health. That is what DNA, the sacred spiral, an antenna that's hydrated in a water matrix, and that water, even H2O, is based on the frequency resonance and the sacred geometry of the star tetrahedron, for which 528 hertz frequency is fundamental.
And 528 poses actually the biggest threat to Big Pharma. That's one of the biggest things that the FDA has when they contacted you, was you had to, they wanted you to remove anything that said anything about 528 in it. So you realize the power of 528. That's why OxySilver is such a powerful silver hydrosol. It's because of the 528 frequency that's put into it. And we have a website. It's called 528records.com or i528tunes.com, where you can actually transpose your music into the 528 frequency. Any music you have, you can upload it into the 528 frequency, which is really great for healing and for really just for well-being. And the frequency that all music is really recorded on is the 440 hertz frequency, that's meant to cause dissonance and disharmony among people and really make you sick, make you spiritually sick, make you ill, and not actually keep you happy and content. And where the 528 frequency does all that, like Errol mentioned earlier, it's about love. It's the love frequency. So any products that you find with the 528 frequency in it, you have to realize that there is a lot of power in that, that power and energy and that frequency can heal you and can also heal the planet ultimately. It can heal the water. It can heal the planet.
Yeah, and I love, Errol, that concept, and Jim, that concept of having a 528 resonance energy generator for a meeting. We have colleagues in Israel that have told us about how they use the 528 tuning fork. They carry it with them, and where people are arguing on the street, they'll actually pull it out, and they'll strike it, and they'll vibrate around these people, and immediately the argument stops, not only just because of the curiosity as to what are they doing here, but really because the frequency vibration is virtually the cure for dissonant energy, because the universe itself is vibrating so powerfully in love in that frequency. You know, the measured mile, for example, is 5280. It's 5,280 feet, and that's no accident. This frequency is at the root of all sacred geometry. It's at the root of all virtual measurements, because that's one of the main keys. In fact, we call it the key to the House of David. We believe that it fulfills Revelation 3, 6 through 8. We believe that it fulfills the Old Testament's Isaiah 22:22, that says in these end times, when you've got all of the criminals operating and Babylon falling and you've got all the deception and the disease happening, at that time there will be an angel from the city of Philadelphia who lays on someone this revelation of a key, that's a musical note, that opens doors that no man can close, and closes doors that no man can open. Well, if men and women can't open them, you're talking about spiritual portals. And that's why Sherry highly recommends, and I do too, any way you can get this frequency out into the universe, because it's a hydrated universe. The atmosphere is full of water, and water is a liquid crystal superconductor. So you play 528, and it's like throwing a little pebble into a pond and watching the waves flow out circularly to the farthest shore. It spreads. And in this case, you're spreading love, and you're spreading the key that shall open doors that no man can close. And we believe that it's really important for the spiritual renaissance. We believe that you're doing everything possible, particularly the most powerful technology is this frequency capacity. The technology of the Creator is mathematics. The language of the Creator is math. Words are math. Sounds are math. Frequencies are math. And so with that, let me ask, Errol, I know that you're a very, very astute and studied, well-studied scientist in this field of energy frequency healing. Tell us a little bit about how energy heals us, and tell us also about scalar energy, because I know that you've got a lot of research in that field.
Right. So there's a lot of, shall we say, I don't know if it's secretism or what about scalar energy, but a lot of people trying to make a lot of money out of scalar energy. What it's about is really trying to get the body stable, in other words, grounding the body. And then from that, we look at different modalities of taking, like, magnetic impulse, which goes into the body and will actually regenerate the damaged cells. So it can pulse into the body. It's not like a TENS machine where you need a positive and a negative, shall we say, pad, and then it will actually stimulate the muscles, and then the muscles will actually go through to the brain, and the brain releases endorphins and neuropeptides, and that's how we get the healing taking place. Magnetic impulse goes into the body and will actually charge the damaged cells up until they get to a level where the body can start self-healing. For example, a normal cell, a healthy cell, will run at about 70 to 120 millivolts. As it basically gets diseased and all the way down to a cancerous cell is running around about 20 millivolts. So the body can't heal that cell because there's not enough voltage in the body to actually produce it. So by inducing the magnetic impulse, it lifts the cell level of the voltage up, and that hence basically can then help reduce the size of the tumor and help the body to recover. So it's to see the different technologies and how they work with the body is quite amazing. So there's no silver bullet for one thing for everything. So that's why it's taken many years to try and understand what is best for different diseases and how to approach it for the body to unlock a key. So over to Jim.
One thing that you might that might be interesting for a lot of people about scalar energy is that you can infuse it into particular items. So you can use specific frequencies such as 528 or such as something called a Schumann frequency. You can embed them into these items, and they'll hold a charge. Some items, for example, a crystal can hold a charge for well over 20 years, and they'll just continually admit that particular charge into your body if you're wearing it close to your body.
For instance, we had just been treating quite a few people with ADD and OCD and different diseases, and we've used a few of the bracelets on the people using 528 and using scalar energy, and the mother after 3 days has phoned us and said it's unbelievable. The child lost his backpack, and normally he would have gone into a rage and gone crazy, but he actually controlled it and he was a different child. Another 13-year-old who had OCD was absolutely washing her hands until they were bleeding and changing her clothes about 40 times a day and wouldn't open the door because of germs and really bad. And we put a bracelet on her, had 528 in it, plus we had the Schumann effect in there. And within a week, the father phoned and said it's been amazing that she could actually open doors and her hands were healing really nicely. She still had problems, but it was way, way less.
Wow.
So we've really, and we can mention numerous people that it's helped, and we can see the difference within a few days.
And it's nice to be able to
I hope you folks are listening and appreciate that you have the opportunity to share this knowledge with others and help people, really, really help people. We can save a lot of lives together if you can multiply this message getting out there. It's very, very important.
Now, where can
the ability to be able to move people away from the need for pharmaceuticals and that sort of thing, to give them other options that they can use that are more positive for them and their bodies.
that's just right on the same page as us. Where can one go to get a bracelet like this?
A person can go to healthwellnessdepot.com.
Healthwellnessdepot.com.
That's
you
right.
Know, and I'm sure that we'll be carrying them also in the Healthy World store, but at this point you can get it at healthwellnessdepot.com and check out what Errol's and Jim's product selections are there dealing with this whole concept of energy medicine. And it really, I'm very, very pleased that they decided over the last, you know, 6 months or so to really heavily investigate 528 and begin to advance technologies that integrate 528. It's a great blessing.
I think I have to thank you for that, Dr. Lane Horwitz, because I think when we had our chat, you were the one who said, well, are you doing 528? And I said, well, we've got it, but it's in a harmonic and not actually pure 528. So thank you to you.
Well, quite welcome.
Yeah, we really appreciate this opportunity, Dr. Horwitz.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing because, you know, again, for me, from my heart, this is a ministry. You know, Sherry and I were talking about this earlier, actually. We've got a lot of people who are using 528, and they're not crediting me for the discovery or even the basic fundamental information. I can tell you that that hurts. It really, it's a sad thing, and I can tell you as a research scientist with about 36 peer-reviewed scientific publications, it's unprofessional to not credit somebody who you have taken information from, who did the primary research, and you know, that's why I always credit Dr. Paleo for the initial discovery of what 528 is in relation to the Solfeggio scale. And, you know, I think what's from my heart, I have to kind of like just swallow it because I know that ultimately this is a divine blessing, and it's a divine assignment to herald this frequency for the opening of the floodgates, for the restoration of this whole concept of who we really are. We're not dumbed-down, mind-control slaves of the Illuminati who simply pop magic pills and get sicker and sicker and dumber and spiritually and energetically suppressed to induce cancer. That is a model, a paradigm that's stupid. We are so much greater than that, and I think that this key that heralds this awakening, the spiritual renaissance, the opening of our hearts in love, the universal healer, that is a divine calling that's on my heart. So I've got to, number one, be clear that the boss that I've got of the universe is somebody that I, you know, can be very, very thankful for serving and, you know, faithfully engaging. And those people out there that want to take 528, God bless them. But if you want to really be professional, then do what you guys are doing. Acknowledge the source of
right.
where you're getting the information.
Well, what really gets me is I interviewed this one woman who was working with a scientist who do testing on water on the Louisiana Gulf to clear the pollution in the water. And I talked to the scientist. I talked to the scientist's partner. So I was, as I was saying, is I interviewed this woman who was a scientist's business partner, and I asked her how she heard of the 528 hertz because they were doing testing on the waters, and she said she actually came up with it. And
oh,
I asked her if she knew who Dr. Horowitz was, and she said she didn't know who he was. And then I told her, well, more than a decade ago, he wrote about the 528 hertz in his book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. And she'd never heard of the book. She never heard of Joseph Paleo. She never heard of any of this. So in order to really go out there and speak about 528, you really need to know the history of 528 and not go around saying that you're the one that came up with it. That's what really
well,
gets
yeah,
me.
It's sad, and that speaks to somebody's integrity. So I greatly appreciate you guys, you know, acknowledging my work, and it's very, very kind of you to do that. Greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no,
you know, I've got one thing that I've got one comment and then one question for you about the Schumann frequency.
Right.
The comment that I have is I really love that you shared about the energetic requirements of the cells and how cancer cells, for example, have you know, around 20 microvolts happening, and it's just not enough energy for anything, normal metabolism, and especially healing, because that requires a lot of energy, and it requires oxygen, and it requires energy in the form of electrons. And I think if there was a magic bullet, and I believe that there is actually a magic bullet, but it's not in the form of physical, it's in the form of energy, and I think that the magic bullet requires a physical element called water. And I think that the water, most diseases are caused by dehydration, and right. This acidification is this concept where there's a lot of H pluses. So if you look at the chemistry of the water molecule, H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, I believe that's your magic bullet. I believe that this concept of healing as a energetic function, that this concept of the electrons being donated by the hydrogen in water, if you're dehydrated, then you don't have enough hydrogen, and that means you don't have enough electrons to be donated to the oxygen and the hydroxyl so that you're alkalinized, so that you're not acidified. And there, to me, that's the fundamental chemistry, not only of bioenergy, but also of divinity. Because, you know, you go back into Genesis, and you look at Genesis 1-2, where the Creator divided the water from the water, which was there already in Genesis 1-1. You had the Creator and the water, which means that water, which is 80% of your Holy Spirit-filled temple, is part of the triune God. And so that makes all of us as part of this divine family. And then all of us capable, therefore, of manifesting miracles, especially like in 528, the heartfelt, loving intention to create a miraculous manifestation. That is the power that we have in our hearts. People who are, you know, fans of the Inside Hour and have engaged in a spiritual process and awakening and enlightenment, this whole concept that there's something far more than we, the dumbed-down, mind-controlled slaves of the Illuminati. This concept we're awakening to is our capacity to create miracles within ourselves and within our communities and with our nations and ultimately our planet. And then this concept of if that water is God in us and the energy that is required for sustaining ourselves optimally is in that water molecule, that hydrogen donating the electron, and then this concept then of spirituality, or you were mentioning a couple minutes ago, scalar energy, where you can't really see it, it's there, and it's very powerful, but it is a electromagnetic, or it's a bioenergetic, or a bioacoustic, it's a frequency that we can't really perceive with our limited senses, and that speaks to spirituality. So I think that this concept of there being a, you know, a magic bullet, if you will, it has to be where we have the love for each other, where we have the love of the Creator coursing through our Holy Spirit-filled temple, where we have the adequate hydration, the adequate God within us that conducts that energy. And then, therefore, we can expect everything to go back to normal, everything to be in peace and harmony. And that's a reflection of divinity. And I think that that's where I know I'm working on the book of 528 right now. It's tentatively titled The Prosperity Key, 528. And this is the concept that I'm developing with a fair amount of research, and I think that this is something that has the capacity to really not only shut down Big Pharma, but revolutionize all of healing for the millennia to come. And I want to ask you, Errol, and I want to ask you, Jim, maybe you know too, this concept of the Schumann frequency as being one of the primary resonant energies of grounding, of really bringing yourself in contact with the balance and harmony and energy of, in Hawaii here, it's called the aina, the land, and how it's so important for the ancient Hawaiians. They used to know how great it was to walk barefoot, particularly on green grass in the morning dew, where you find yourself being grounded energetically to the Middle Earth. And the power of that brings you back into harmony with the cosmos. Has the Schumann frequency shifted at all as we are experiencing a cosmic shift, which you would expect in an age of spiritual renaissance?
Yes, it's speeding up. So originally it was 7.8, and it's actually moved up. We're actually doing it at 7.83 at the moment. So
interesting,
it's
huh?
Changing.
It's changing. And you believe that the solar flares and conductivity has something that relates energetically, electromagnetically, to the Schumann frequency increasing?
Right. Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, and so, let's say
7.83. Yes.
Interesting. Do you expect to see that go up to 8?
Yes, I think it will reach 8 in the next few years, because things are speeding up quite dramatically at the moment.
Yeah, the reason why I'm asking that is because 8, if you study the healing codes for the biological apocalypse, that is the creator's number, the infinity sign. In the English language, the alphanumerics of the English language, which is the alphanumerics of Hebrew backwards, it's flipped from the sacred languages, but the words God, faith, and trust are all 8s. And I think that that's interesting because of the 8 being that double toroid structure that the universal construction is also. And I'm wondering whether we're going to get back to God when the Schumann frequency hits 8.
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think what is happening, as we see the frequency increasing, people are becoming a lot more aware of natural healing. It's sort of the paradigm, the change, that people are now becoming more aware of all the natural things and going away from big pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, people are waking up en masse, and you're finding that so also in Canada, correct?
Yes,
in a big way.
Yeah, that's a blessing. You know, and I think that as we the people are waking up, I think that the global industrialists are coming down harder and harder with us. You had a very interesting and sick and sad experience, Errol, with the regulatory agency in Canada. Do you want to spend a couple minutes and share about that?
Yeah, sure. We actually found a very clever little device from Britain. It was a pain solve device and magnetic impulse, which was approved by the UK as a medical device class 2, and it was approved in New Zealand and Australia and South Africa, and we imported it into Canada. And we thought we'd do the right thing and go through the Canadian Health for approval. And it took 9 months and lots of effort and lots of money. And eventually we got a cease and desist letter from their lawyers.
Cease and desist, yeah.
And they gave us 24 hours. We had to pull the website down, pull all the banners off, and no advertising at all, and actually sent our product. We had imported quite a lot of product, and we had to send it back to the manufacturer. So they checked up on us and made sure we weren't advertising it or doing anything on the website. So it helped many people with all aches and pains, and within 4 minutes, this little machine just with magnetic impulse of frequency going into the body was basically energizing the damaged cells and getting rid of the pain. But we couldn't sell it. We're not allowed to.
So you can see how people in other countries all around the world are getting these huge benefits from devices like this that are affordable. It can fit in your pocket. You can take it anywhere. But our governments in Canada and the States, in a lot of cases, are cracking down on these things and making it very difficult for you and I to be able to have them. I mean, we can't offer it in Canada right now.
Yeah, that's sick. Now, folks, I want to recommend a website that I put up about 6 months ago after I received similar letters of challenge by the FDA. You can go to fluscam.com. If you go to fluscam.com and click on the link at the top that says FDA, you'll open up a whole website whereby I've exposed the FDA for gross official criminal malfeasance in overstepping their authority and committing consumer fraud and public fraud over an industry called the natural healthcare products. And this industry that we're talking about, where we're trying to advance everything from the herbs and the botanicals and the frequency generators, all of that under Codex Alimentarius, advanced by the FDA on behalf of the World Health Organization, which is a Rockefeller front, Rockefeller Rothschild control front. If you look at the letters that I wrote back to the FDA when they essentially sent me cease and desist warnings on some of our advertising, that I exposed the specific violations that the FDA is getting away with. And it's only because not more people like myself have stepped up and said to them, I demand that you give me, if you want me to do XYZ, then I demand that you give me the legitimacy of the directive. And from the statutes that you're citing as giving you the authority, I don't see that you have that authority because, as I listed it, XYZ. And it comes down so simply, in fact, folks, they use a definition for the word or that is given to the word and. They interpret the words and or as the same. Now, any second grader knows that those two words are completely different. They mean completely different things. That's how sick the Food and Drug Administration and the Big Pharma global industrialists getting away with murder. Literally, the medical deities, the MDs, are licensed to kill, but so is the FDA. They're conducting genocide. That's a mass killing or enslaving of people to drugs for profit. That's a classic definition of genocide. And you and I have to be very clear about what the laws are and how they're overstepping the laws and violating their own laws and administrative rules. And so please read that article on the website on the FDA that you can get at fluscam.com, fluscam.com. I think we've run out of time just about. You know, Don doesn't mind us going a little bit longer, but Errol, maybe you and Jim could just give us a little bit more information about how to get in touch with you folks and what it is that you're going to be doing in the next, let's say, 6 months with your companies and your products and your ideas.
Sure. We're always creating new products. What we do is we launch them at trade shows first so we can get all kinds of testimonials from people. We have custom products and frequencies available. Of course, we're planning on talking to Dr. Len Horowitz about getting it onto some of the products onto his website, especially the ones with the 528. We haven't launched them on our own. I'm sorry?
I'll put in a good word for you.
We appreciate that. We very much do. Well, since it all came from you, I mean, we're hoping to have those 528 items available through your websites first before anywhere else.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, we'll be meeting shortly, and I'm sure that folks listening, again, we'll actually be launching a whole 528 mall. We're going to be having a whole section of the Healthy World store dedicated to 528 products, and you'll see Errol's products and Jim's products listed on there among some really evolutionary new products that I think are going to completely help shift this whole energy in terms
of
healing.
Great idea.
Yeah. So that's great. What have you been working on? Like, what's I know, Errol, that you're always thinking as a research scientist and a developer. Like,
right.
what is exciting to you? What's your passion right now?
Well, right now, what we've been doing is we actually have a machine where we're reading the brainwave of the body. So what we're doing is each time the heart beats, it goes up, and then the EMF that's produced from that heartbeat goes to the brain. The brain then sends signals down to the body, and that radiates through as the aura on the body. We have a sensor where we pick up that frequency, all those frequencies, and we know every frequency for every part of the body, every organ, and how they work. So what we do is we filter those frequencies, and we can measure every organ in the body and what the energy level is. So we can give you an item like the bio bracelet, and we can see how it affects which organs live while we're watching you on the actual monitor.
So you could walk up to this thing.
Do you take that instrument to the trade shows that you do?
We haven't yet, because it's taken many, many hours of getting it calibrated and getting it exact, so you can duplicate the same thing 10, 20 times over. So to make sure that the thing is absolutely accurate, I wouldn't take it anywhere. So we will be in the future. We'll be taking it to a trade show.
Wonderful. That sounds like a great invention.
So what we want to do eventually is move it up to putting it so someone can sit there and within 45 seconds, it scanned your body and gives you a printout, but also a picture of your body with the different colors, like, you know, red is degenerative, orange is it's not so good, and green you're healthy.
But the next step, of course, is to be able to put something into somebody's hand or on them. So as an example, we could have a crystal with the 528 frequency into it, put it in their hand, and see what the scan shows before and after them having that exposed to them. And what we found with a lot of our existing products is that you're able to do the initial scan, see that, as an example, you have degenerative liver. So we put something on your wrist that's going to affect your blood flow, your pain, all these different things, and we can watch that those numbers of showing your liver is degenerative rise up to be far less than it was before. So you're actually able to see how holistic healers and that sort of thing are able to see the energy, and we're just able to now use a machine to do that same thing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. That's great.
Great.
Okay, well, I think we better call it an evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys.
Thank you so much.
Well,
really appreciate having you.
Thank
on.
You very much, Dr. Horwitz and
Sherry.
Yeah, for having us on. We really appreciate having the opportunity to tell you about our products. And
we'll look forward to learning more and sharing more.
Right. Definitely.
Again, let's give out your website one more time. I think it's Health and Wellness. Health Wellness Depot North America, is that right?
It's healthwellnessdepot.com. That's
healthwellnessdepot.com.
You got it.
And, folks, you can check out that information there. And then, Sherry, why don't we say goodnight to Errol and Jim. Thank you so much. And then let's say thanks to our sponsors for tonight.
Yes, we want to thank our sponsors, Healthy World Affiliates. If you're not an affiliate, you can sign up today. There's nothing to buy. You can partner with us. You get a turnkey website with all of the best, fantastic products on the earth. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Just go to that website. There's a lot of videos on there you can get information on and find out about the products as well. Also, Dr. Horowitz is going to be making the three-level seminars. It's going to be available on DVD sometime beginning of next year.
I need you to pray, folks. I need you to pray. I've got so much on my plate. I mean, I've got the book right now, the book on 528 that I've got to work on.
You'll have it done next year. Maybe
okay.
End of next year.
God
willing.
Pray that the Creator continues to bless me with divine angels that give me the direction that I need. Put the words of my mouth. Play with my fingers on the keyboard that when I do a Google search, it just pops up exactly what's necessary to help me.
You're working on God's time. Remember that.
Yeah, I know.
Listen,
we're also in the, this is the Kingdom of Hawaii that we're in right now. And we have the opportunity to really help a lot of brothers and sisters, the Kanaka Moli, the original natives here. They're not called Hawaiians. They're really officially called Kanaka Moli.
And they're living under American occupation. A lot of people don't know that. They did not decide they wanted to be one of the 50 states.
Right. There was a military takeover, and the queen basically abdicated only under international law, stating that at some point in time she wants her nation back for her people.
And now they want the natives to sign the Akaka Bill, which will sign over the rights of their land. So we're definitely going to come down against that Akaka Bill, because once they sign that Akaka Bill, then, yes, they can form their own government, but then the land becomes the land of the U.S.
Yeah.
So
basically, that's the same old manipulation of the political manipulators. And so this is... we're here in Hawaii to also do a documentary in support of this thing that has happened here. That's very, very sad. I mean, sincerely, we're all dealing with now challenges internationally. The genocide is hot and heavy. The numbers of actual natives that are left on all of the Hawaiian islands, down from close to a million centuries ago, you now have about 8,000 or less Native Hawaiians left on all of the Hawaiian islands. And so what's happening here is the same thing that's happening in the Native North Americans, the Aboriginals from various nations, the Foray people of New Guinea. You've got the manipulations that are going on in Australia with the Aboriginals there. You've got the Amazonians. All of the native peoples worldwide have been heavily targeted. In fact, there was a colleague of mine from back in 1978 at the University of Rochester. I was there working with Andrew Sorensen, taking classes with Andrew. He was a brilliant medical sociologist. And the other student in the class associated with Sorensen was a fellow who later went on to write an article in the American Journal of Public Health stating that wherever the Anglo-Americans go, so goes genocide. Wherever Anglo-American corporations tread, so goes genocide. His name is Stephen Kunitz. Stephen Kunitz is today probably America's leading medical sociologist, and that was his conclusion. And I can see here in Hawaii his words are absolutely clear that and true.
I don't know about the word Anglo, because a lot of people that are Jewish don't really fall under the category of Anglo. I know myself, I don't consider myself an Anglo, and because I come from Jewish heritage. So that word Anglo, you and I both have a little bit of discrepancy with the word Anglo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting take, but you'll have to invite Timothy Patrick White or Dr. Truot on this program, and then they can tell you what their view of the Jewish people are.
Oh, they definitely won't call them Anglo. Who knows?
What would they call them?
Exactly what they labeled me.
You mean Ashkenazi dog?
They didn't call them the Ashkenazi. They have another name for them.
Oh, they do. Okay. Yeah. Well, at any rate, folks, so I want to thank you for listening tonight. I want to ask you to join us again next week on the Inside Hour, bbsradio.com. We come Tuesday nights. And that I want to thank also healthyworldstore.com. The book that I mentioned tonight, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, is on Healthy World Store. And also, please, if you haven't done so already, go to i528tunes.com and upload your favorite music in an MP3 file, like maybe you bought something from iTunes. Upload it into the i528tunes, and we'll send you back for free a 528 hertz frequency transposed album or track. And then if you would kindly donate that, and that's part of the policy, you donate it to the public library. It's all by donation. And as I mentioned earlier, as more and more people start to play and output 528, we're going to co-create a better world. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane. Have a great holiday.
We're working up to the holidays.
I guess we may talk to you one more time before then.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And those of you who tried to get us tonight on love528tv.net, we typically have been attempting to live stream out, and we've had difficulties tonight where we planned to, but we never did get out a video feed. So those of you who joined us belatedly from there on BBS Radio, we thank you. We will try again next week. We love you. Take care. Have a wonderful time.
Good night.